T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We love them. Ross Tucker, he's going to be on the Westwood One broadcast with Ian Eagle, Tony Baselli, Bengals, Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. The Bengals will stomp all over the Chiefs. And, of course, he's the Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Ross, how are you, man?
I'm doing great now. I was a little upset Sunday night. We can get into that. But I got to ask you guys first before I forget.
Yeah.
The Bengals being in the AFC Championship game, how much worse does that make it for the people in Cleveland? How much more does that bother them than if they had lost and it was somebody else?
It's funny. I feel like a lot, and maybe I'm biased because I don't know. I can't remember if I've told you before, Ross, but I happen to be a Bengals fan.
I know.
Yeah, right. So, but I feel like a lot of the fans here are rooting for the Bengals, or at least a percentage, Dustin, right?
Right.
Yeah, for some reason.
I mean, it is weird.
There's a lot of people here that like Burrow.
Because he's from Ohio, whatever.
Yeah, he's got Ohio ties and all that stuff. I mean, there's
and Browns likeable. Fans, in general, they don't hate the Bengals like they hate the Steelers and Ravens. It's not the same level of hatred, I think.
That's really interesting. So I never knew that.
Yeah.
But I guess part of it, too, is like they can relate to how bad the Bengals have been for so long. And it's like they're kind of like us. Like they're in our boat.
Right. And outside of the years with like Bernie against Boomer, the teams have very rarely been good at the same time.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting, too? You know, I didn't think of this until we started talking. This is the second year in a row that the Buffalo Bills should probably be in the Super Bowl. I mean, last year, the Browns were right there when Mahomes got hurt. You know, and Henny came in. Browns beat the Bills and go to the AFC Championship game, like almost happened. I think the Bills probably win that game and go to the Super Bowl. Just like Sunday night, I felt all along whoever won the Bills-Chiefs game was going to be going to the Super Bowl and honestly probably win it. And the Bills, obviously, as we know, were right there and – you know, I knew as I was watching the game that I was going to be on the sideline for AFC Championship, so I'd much prefer just driving 4 hours to Buffalo than flying to Kansas City. But not only that, like, Buffalo is my favorite team I played for. I love those people. I played there 3 years. They've been crappy for so long. I want it for them. I mean, Bengals, Bills, just like Browns, Bills last year would have been amazing, knowing that somebody's getting there for the first time in forever. And also, I like new blood. Like, I'm sick of the Chiefs. I'm sick of them. And
I am too, Ross. I am too.
But I would have rather it been Bills, Bengals. I think this was kind of Buffalo's year. And quite frankly, I think their coaching staff blew the game like 4 different ways, I would say, in 13 seconds, which is hard to do. But they made 4 critical errors in the last 13 seconds, and they blew it.
Go over those errors, Ross.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ross, go ahead. I mean, what would you have done differently if you're McDermott?
So, yeah, class is in session. Everybody turn the volume up in your cars, okay? Number one, 13 seconds left. You do not kick a touchback. Absolutely not. You either kick a squib kick or a mortar-style kick to between the 5 and 10-yard line. You make the guy return. He can't fair catch it. He's got to return it. Yes, there's a 1 in 100 chance that he takes it back to the house for a touchdown. But it's highly unlikely. He's going to take 4, 5, 6 seconds maybe even off the clock. And so they really only have time for one play to try to get in field goal range. That's critical error number one. Number two, for whatever reason, they were rushing four guys on those last two plays. Why are you rushing four when the guy has to get rid of the ball in 2 seconds? Understand the situation. He had to get rid of it in 2 seconds. There's only 13 seconds left. Rush two, have four deep, five under, to be able to make the tackle right away or make a play on the ball with five under. Number three, the Bills were defending the sideline. What
and they,
the
had, heck they had timeouts. Were they doing? They had timeouts.
The Chiefs had three timeouts. The sideline was irrelevant. You need to be protecting yards, not the sideline. The right. Bills, it's like they only have one end of game call. That was not the situation. And then number four, you press coverage. The Tyreek Hill and Kelsey at least, and you get as handy and as physical as you possibly can. Yes, there is a rule that states if you have multiple guys with an intentional penalty, then it's a 15-yard personal foul and the clock goes back. They're not calling that. I mean, in that situation, you hold Kelsey, you hold especially Tyreek Hill. Don't tackle him. It has to be considered an intentional penalty, and there has to be multiple intentional penalties. So you hold him and do whatever you can. Okay, is he get a 5-yard penalty? Who cares? You just ran 4 or 5 seconds off the clock for 5 yards. They screwed up four ways. I'm not over it. I'm like Mark D'Antonio. I'll never be over it.
I'm with you, Ross. I mean, was this the best weekend of football that we've had? I mean, are we just prisoners of the moment in just terms of just all the games? Every game comes down to the final play. They're all really close games, obviously. I mean, I can't remember a better weekend. I mean, at least a divisional round weekend.
That's the thing. Nobody has yet to make an argument yet for a better football weekend in our lifetime. Right. I mean, two games Saturday, two Sunday, they're all incredible. It was like each one topped the one before it. Yeah. You know, the Bengals-Titans ended up being good, and then you're thinking, oh, I don't know about Niners-Packers, but then it's the snow, it's beautiful, they're going to win. Uh-oh, maybe not. Here comes Aaron Rodgers. Here comes the block punt. I mean, that was incredible. And then the game I'm at, the game I called, I was so angry. I was like, of course, I get the one blowout. Of course. I was mad. And Dave Pasch was like, you never know, man. They got Brady. I'm like, Dave, the Bucs can't do anything on offense. They can't block them. They can't stop them. And then I don't know if Brady legitimately did a deal with the devil or he got like a voodoo doll. I swear to God, you guys, you have to admit, some of that stuff only happens to the team playing against Tom Brady.
It's nuts.
I am convinced. Like, the staff or Stafford's not ready, or Cam Akers fumbling with a minute and a half left, the only thing you can't do in that situation. I've seen guys get beat over the top like Jalen Ramsey before. Okay. But for all of those things to happen was just great. And then the one guy I was especially happy for this weekend, Matthew Stafford. You know, happened. You know, I am shocked that the Rams still won that game. Dude, their kicker was short on a 47-yard field goal.
Yeah.
I mean, what is going on? And yet they still won it. And then Bills Chiefs was just obviously insanity. Yeah. I'm not kidding. I was thinking of you guys and other people. I tweeted this during the game. I can't imagine what it's like. And by the way, every fan base, Eagles fans, Browns fans, they're all like, yeah, I know, dude, you're talking about us. I can't imagine what it was like watching Mahomes and Allen go back and forth and your team has like an average or maybe even in some cases below average quarterback. Mm-hmm. Like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, That has to be – I had PFT commenter from Pardon My Take on the Ross Tucker podcast today, and he's like, dude, I'm a Washington fan. Those guys are playing a different sport.
Yeah.
I'm not even like – it's unbelievable how good those guys are. And especially if you're a fan of an AFC team, that's got to be pretty demoralizing, to be honest with you.
No doubt. Ross, I want to go back to the Rams-Buccaneers because I had a big problem with Sean McVay. Matthew Stafford, through the early portion of the third quarter, was playing an all-time game. He was killing it. They couldn't stop him at all. And then it's like he took the air out of the ball. You can't ever do that with Brady. Did you have a problem with him getting too conservative? I don't care what the lead is.
Yeah, not really,
okay.
Because I still think they would have been fine, Bull, if Kupp doesn't fumble, they don't have the snap when Stafford's not looking, and Akers doesn't fumble. So while I understand what you're saying, I would submit to you that if you didn't have a kicker short on a 47-yard field goal, a Kupp fumble, a crazy snap, and an Akers insane minute and a half left, you're just running the clock out fumble, that it wouldn't have mattered. So I actually don't mind. What you're saying is be more aggressive, but that's more or less the Kyle Shanahan throwing the ball when it's 28-3 kind of thing that actually did cost the Falcons. So, no, I do not have a big problem with it.
Ross, looking at the Packers game, and Niners, and you know, Garoppolo doesn't have a great game. All the dude does is continue to find ways to win. I don't know how. Obviously, special teams was a big part of that game. What was your big takeaway from that game, and do you give the Niners a chance again this weekend against the Rams, who the Rams haven't beat the Niners in the last six tries?
Yeah, you know what's funny? Now that you say that, Dustin, I just thought of it. That's who the Browns have to be. The Browns have to be the Niners.
Yep.
They have to be able to run the ball very effectively. They have to have the quarterback make enough good plays without making more than the one stupid play he makes every game, like Jimmy G does. They have to have a dominant D-line like the Browns can have. And they have to have a coach who's really good. I think the Browns' formula for success is to be like the Niners. Like that's their recipe, is to be the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I still don't know if that's enough to beat Mahomes and Josh Allen,
No. But
that is what they have to, or who they have to become. I know you played a lot of special teams. I just can't believe that, you know, you guys have been doing this show for, is it 9 years? How long?
10 and a half.
Yeah, almost 11.
10 and a half. Okay. How many times in March during free agency or in April before the draft have you ever had a call or call up to talk about the Browns special teams?
Very rarely.
Never.
Like never,
yeah.
Right? Like nobody's like it's free agency. We need to get a better gunner or in the draft. Like in the fourth round, we really should get this punter. Yeah. Nobody ever says that. And yet, that's what cost the Packers, you know? Although, look, Rodgers needs to score more than 10 points. I think we all know that. But what really cost them in that game, clearly, was the special team. I mean, you get a chip shot field goal blocked and a punt blocked for a touchdown in the same game. Either one of those things could have cost them the game, but both. And it's horrible. I give the Niners a great chance against the Rams. I think the Rams is a better team, but the Niners kind of own them mentally. They beat them up front when they play. I don't know. It's like Shanahan has a mental block over the two guys he used to coach with in LaFleur and McVay. Kyle Shanahan has those dudes' number.
Ross, Joe Burrow gets sacked 9 times, and still the Bengals find a way. Now, obviously, the defense was a big part of that, but he still made big throws when he had to. What was he? I mean, like, you saw him get the tar beat out of him and not flinch really at all. What do you make of how that went down?
Well, so I love his demeanor, and honestly, his sort of swagger, confidence, whatever you want to call it, that's kind of Baker, right? Or that's kind of what we thought Baker was or is. And I think that's part of what attracted a lot of teams like the Patriots to Baker is that confidence and that, you know, guys that are teammates with him, maybe other than Odell, I guess, they usually love him. Like, they love Baker. They love his mentality, the way he goes about it. That's Burrow. I mean, that is Joe Burrow. I will say this, though. He's got to stop taking some of these sacks.
Yeah, some of them are on him,
dude, what are you doing? He's going to take some more Sunday night at the game I'm at. It's going to be crazy loud at Arrowhead. You know, Chris Jones and Melvin Ingram and Frank Clark are going to kill the right side of that Bengals O-line. And I hate to say it, Adam, I hope it's not the case, but I think there's a very real chance that the Chiefs win this by double digits. There's a very real chance in my mind the Bengals kind of run out of juice. And I don't want to say that they're happy to be there, but it's already been a very successful season.
No doubt.
All these guys have seen what the Chiefs have done the last 4 years. I actually, on the Even Money Betting podcast today, I actually laid the 7 with the Chiefs, which I never do.
Mm. Ross, last thing. We were in the beginning of the show, we were talking, you know, the looks like the Vikings are going to hire, the new GM is going to be a guy coming from the Browns front office. So we speculated the possibility of Kirk Cousins being traded to the Browns. Obviously, he has that relationship with Stefanski. And we got into a conversation about, is there any quarterback in the league that consistently puts up better stats than Kirk Cousins, and yet nobody really likes him or thinks he's that good? You know, his record is mediocre, but like Derek Carr's 20 games under 500, and I think the general and consistent and Cousins' numbers across the board are better than Carr, and yet I think most people think Carr's a lot better than Cousins, even though Carr's never won a playoff game and Cousins is at least 1-1. Why is it that nobody likes Cousins? How much of an upgrade is he over Baker?
He's definitely an upgrade over Baker, and I think if the Cleveland Browns can get him, I think they should strongly consider it. He is very consistent. I think the Browns, with that O-line and those running backs, I think they would put up some really good numbers. I would strongly consider. Obviously, there's financial stuff in play as well. But I think he's a top 15 quarterback always. Sometimes I think he's top 10. Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield, I don't think has ever been top 15. I think Baker's been 15 to 20 at times, and he's been worse than that at times.
Yeah.
So, you know what that upgrade is? It's similar to the upgrade the Rams made from Goff to Stafford.
Whoa. Dustin mentioned the same thing?
Like, right, where it's like, you know, I think you could make the argument that Stafford's not really that much better than Goff, but the Rams decided he's enough better than him that it's worth it, and it could be the difference. And you know what? Jared Goff does not make that throw to Cooper Kupp. No chance.
Yeah.
While Ndamukong Suh is about to annihilate him, no chance Jared Goff makes that throw. And that throw was the difference, and the trade was worth it. People don't like Cousins because of the contract, and they always – conflate the two issues. He got the biggest contract ever, even though he clearly wasn't one of the top five quarterbacks, and that bothers people, and they like blame him for being a good businessman. Don't blame him for knowing the Washington organization was toxic and for being a smart business person. That's not Cousins' fault, okay? He would be awesome. I think he would fit in great in Cleveland. I think they would win definitely more games the next couple of years. I think they should look into it. But I also am not sure that if the Vikings take – his name's Kwesi, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that they would want to do it. I think that they might think Cousins on that one-year deal is actually affordable for this year comparatively. So, and it depends on who they would get back. He doesn't want to trade him. I'm confident that if that guy becomes the Vikings GM, he doesn't want to trade for Baker, which is a whole other discussion, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't that tell you something? If he goes there and he doesn't want to trade for Baker, and I kind of doubt he would, that says a lot about a lot.
It certainly does, because I heard from someone I trust that it's really the owner that likes him and the coach and GM are lukewarm. Don't know for sure,
or
but
Baker?
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. Ross, great stuff as always, man. We appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
See you, dudes.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.